nice to y'all folks this afternoon, and I want y'all to be nice to me. I'm not going to stand too long, but I want y'all to pray hard. Is that a pretty good deal? Let's look at the word of the Lord. If you have your scriptures, like to follow along, we want to go to the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Thirty-eighth verse. Now that clock's sort of hard to see back there at Mount Zion, where I was pastoring at recently. They had a small clock on the back wall, and after a while of hearing me preach, they bought a big clock and put it on the back wall and took a small one and put it on the side wall. I think they're trying to get a message across to me, don't you? In other words, be mindful of your time, Brother Griffith. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let's look at this. This is the fourth time we read this in the scriptures. The first time is in the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk is the prophet that my nickname for Habakkuk is the Why Prophet. The Why Prophet. Can you ever associate with Habakkuk in the time that we live? Are you ever brought to the point that you say, why, Lord? Why, Lord? Why is justice perverted? Why is all this taking place? Why is true religion not even practiced anymore? Why is there only a shade of the gospel being proclaimed? Why, Lord? Why, Lord? The Lord told him, says, he's going to do a work. That was a work they wasn't even going to expect. Would have been so surprised at it. I'm not going to get too deep into that, okay? But the Lord was going to do a work among them. But then the Lord began to relate to him who he was going to use to do that work. And that was those ungodly Chaldeans. Nebuchadnezzar's bunch, folks, if you don't know who the Chaldeans are. And the Lord is going to use them to punish Israel for the transgressions that was going on in Israel. Why is the truth perverted, Lord? And after the Lord told him what he was going to do, why, Lord, are you going to use these people? I mean, they're more wicked than Israel is. Why are you going to bring them upon us? They're more wicked than Israel is. Finally, the prophet went into his tower and praying, and he just waited. You know, that's a good thing for us to do and learn. Sometimes we need to wait for the answer of the Lord.
That's right.
And the Lord comes to him and says, the just shall live by his faith.
Right.
The just. Now what does that tell you about Habakkuk? It tells me, first off, Habakkuk was a just man. He was a just man, because the Lord says, the just shall live by his faith. Now, it does not say, man shall live by his faith, does it? It says, the just shall live by his faith. How is a man made just? We've heard preaching this morning about that, about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's only through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on the tree of the cross, dying and redeeming us from the pit of sin that we were in, cleansing us, and by his shed blood and by his grace, he declared that we are just. And it's all on the imputed righteousness of our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes. And then you, when that takes place, you are a just man positionally as you live here. We never reach the point of being just on our own in the flesh.
Right.
No, sin's still condemned in the flesh, and you know what's going to happen? We're going to fall from time to time. But the brother mentioned John, you know, in his preaching, and I'm thankful that's there. You know why I'm so thankful? John 1 John 9 is in there. 1 John 9:1-9. Because I'm a sinner, and I fall, and I stumble. But I'm thankful that I can confess my sins, and that blood of Jesus Christ is still gives me a clear conscience to get in the pulpit and attempt to preach the gospel again. Even though I don't feel just enough, even though I don't feel like I should be here, yet he gives me a conscience that I can come in the pulpit because he still loves me. What do you mean? Well, let me tell you something. Hebrews 13 tells us, says this: if you do not suffer chastisement, then are you bastards and not sons. You want some assurance that you're a Christ-bought person? When you feel the assurance, it's when you feel the conviction of your sins. That's some of the greatest evidence we'll ever have that we're children of God, is when we are convicted of our sins. And only the just man is going to feel that conviction.
That's right.
The just man, the one that's been made just, he can feel that conviction. He can know when he's done wrong. And how long does it take you to know? How long does it take you to know? Just like that.
There you go.
It's just like that. All right, let's look at this now. Now the just shall live. Now this living here follows the just. This living is not before the just, is it? Now that should tell us something. That should tell us something. You don't live in a certain way to be just. You live in a certain way because you are just.
There you go.
Already just.
Amen.
You see the point here?
Yeah.
And if that living, you living in a certain way to be just, then you're not living to obtain eternal life. You're living to praise the Lord which died on the tree of the cross for you. The just man being made just is objective salvation. You're the object of God's salvation. But then when you live as you should, then that is the subjective salvation that we can enjoy while we live here.
Right.
When we submit to the will of the Father.
Amen.
Now, isn't that wonderful to know we have that?
Mm-hmm.
The just shall live. And I mean, it's a rich life. It's a rich life. Did you know that you are enjoying riches today that most of the people in Dothan are not enjoying?
Amen.
You're enjoying the preaching of the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen.
You rejoice because you're saved by grace and grace alone.
Amen.
Can you get up? Can you rejoice in that?
Absolutely.
Yes, saved by grace and grace alone. I'm fixed to talk about the faith, but I believe in being saved by that grace first, don't you?
Yeah.
That's right.
I believe in saving by grace first, and then there's a salvation. There's a salvation in by faith.
Amen.
That's a salvation while you're living here.
Amen.
That's what we're doing right now. That's what we're enjoying right now in this meeting, this good meeting where the gospel has been proclaimed. And Brother Bills, he is speaking this morning. I was sitting there and thinking about that separate from sinners, and my goodness, separate from sinners, he's our elder brother, and we're to be conformed to him. That means we're going to be what? Separate from sin.
Amen.
Separate from sin. Can you comprehend it now?
No.
Can you comprehend it? That you are separate from sin. That's the position you're in now. By the Lord. I mean, we're blessed, aren't we?
Amen.
We're blessed, all right? Let's look at this now. The just shall live by faith. Now, there's a gospel limitator on this verse. Y'all ain't never heard that word before. I preach about them gospel limitators a lot of times. The faith here that is being spoken of is the faith of the just man. It's not the faith of anybody. It's not anybody's faith. Now, a lot of people has faith in their old Chevrolet pickup. They have a lot of faith in that Ford pickup. I mean, people get arguments over which one's the best. Well, I have a lot more faith in my Chevrolet than I have in your Ford pickup. Well, I have more faith in my Ford than you have in your Chevrolet. They call it faith. That's what they call it. And that's what they're talking about when they said, you accept Christ, you have some faith in Christ, and he'll receive you. Now that faith comes from prior evidence of performance that they've had from those vehicles. That's what it is. Prior evidence of performance of those vehicles. This faith we're talking about is different from that. It's a divine faith. It is a divine faith. Chapter 1 of 11th chapter says, now faith is the substance. All them old King James translators, they just got so much wrong. You ever heard that? They just got so much wrong in trying to translate the Bible. You know what they've done? They said that when it's talking about the person of Jesus Christ in the first chapter, it's the same word translated substance in that verse of Scripture.
Huh.
The person of Christ. Do you see That sounds pretty good to me. Faith is the person of Jesus Christ. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
It's also translated convinced, being convinced. The original translators, you put in the center column that that substance was the ground or the confidence. That's our as our ground or our substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Right.
What's great faith? You ever thought about it? What is great faith? Bible tells you exactly what great faith is. Look back over in the, I'm going to use the Gospel of Luke, 7th chapter. The Gospel of Luke, 7. And I won't go through all this for the sake of time, but this is when the certain centurion who had a servant who was dear to him that was ready to die. This servant was ready to die. And when he heard Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And Jesus come, and then let's pick it up in verse 7. When Jesus come to the point, the centurion met him. He says, "Wherefore neither I thought myself worthy." This centurion, Roman over 100, did not feel worthy to come into the presence of Jesus Christ. To come into thee, but say a word. Watch this. "But say a word and my servant shall be healed." Then he goes through about him understanding, you know, authority. But here's what I'm wanting, verse 9. Listen to this. "When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." The only one that I found that he said great faith about was the Canaanite woman. But here was a Gentile. And Christ says, "I have not seen so great faith, not in Israel." The Greeks seek after knowledge, but the Jews require what?
A sign.
They want a what? See it. See it. Watch this. This man took Jesus Christ at his word.
Right.
He sure did.
He took Jesus Christ at his word. He did not have to see it to believe it. He did not have to see it to believe it. Remember the point I believe Brother Jeff made this morning about those that will not see the nail prints in his hand, but yet they will what?
Believe.
That believe means to have faith in. You know what the Lord just called that? Great faith. Great faith. Do you have great faith this afternoon? I can say a lot on this, but I'm moving. I'm being nice this afternoon. All right. Great faith. Do you have great faith? Do you have great faith? Did Abraham have great faith? I believe Abraham had great faith.
Oh, yeah.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called,
and
was effectually called, to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed And he went out not knowing whether he went. Was Abraham seeing where he was going?
No.
No, sir, he had great faith.
He sure did.
Where did Abraham get great faith? Where did you get great faith? Have you ever made the statement, I just don't have enough faith? I don't have enough. I don't have the faith Brother So-and-so's got. I just wish I had the faith that they have. Let's study a little about that faith just a second. Let's look back here and go and look a couple of things up about this faith. Let's look back in Romans first. Romans chapter 1. Notice this. Romans chapter 1. Verse 12. That is that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. The scripture tells us that faith is mutual. You know what that mutual, the word there translated mutual, literally the meaning of it is reduplicated. Mutual faith is reduplicated faith. Now, I was told several years ago when some of this stuff started coming in, God does not have faith. I had a question. Well, faith is the gift of God. Ephesians 2 and 8 plainly says that. Faith is the gift of God. And a gift is a thing. That's a noun, isn't it? It's given to us of God. Then I go over to the book of Galatians chapter 5. And I find that there is 9 things listed as the fruit. Not fruits, the fruit of the Spirit. Now I want to ask you a question. Is God love?
Yes.
Is God love?
Absolutely.
Well, God is faith too, then, isn't he?
Amen.
God is faith. Where does that reduplicated faith come from? The Holy Spirit brings that and plants it in your heart in the moment of regeneration.
Amen.
And it's not a different kind of faith. It is the identical same faith. It is that reduplicated faith of the Spirit of God within you. So you have the same identical faith as everyone else has. And you know something? Your faith will do about what everybody else's faith will do. Won't it? 1 Timothy chapter, Titus. I want Titus here. Titus 1 and 4, listen to this. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith. Common faith. All that's talking about the gospel. Well, either the gospel or the faith we have within us. That word common means shared by all. Shared by all. That reduplicated faith is shared by all of us. Have you got great faith? Have you got the faith of Abraham? Yes, you got the faith of Abraham.
That's right.
All right, let's look now one other place. One of my favorite scriptures. You know, they always become my favorite when I've been studying on them.
Let it go.
Second Epistle of Peter. Listen to this. First chapter, first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them, to pick that point up, that have obtained like precious faith. Oh, I told you had to do something to get it. But I didn't get the car I drove over here to this meeting. It was not given unto me. I had to do something to obtain it. That word obtain means to do something for it. It means to allot. You receive that faith, that precious faith. You receive it from the same hand that allotted the land to each tribe of the children of Israel. That faith was allotted unto you. It was given unto you. It is yours to possess and to use. See, I made the mention that faith was a noun. All right, listen to Philippians 1 and 29. For it is given unto you,
that's right,
not only to believe, but also to suffer in his stead. Now that word believe means to have faith in. Now that verse is teaching you that faith is given to us to use. To use, it becomes a verb, isn't it? That's an action word now. See, that faith, that mutual faith, that reduplicated faith, that great faith that is within you is a faith given to you to use. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You got to use it, don't you?
Right.
You got to use it. But watch this now. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them have obtained like precious faith. It's a reduplicated faith. It's a shared by all, and this word precious literally means that it is of the same value to you as it is to everybody else. Same value. Now, what faith am I describing? Well, back in Titus 1 and 1, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. The faith of God's elect is a great faith. So you got great faith if you're an elect of God. But I mentioned we need to use it, and I'm not going to get into much. My time is going. But let me tell you something. It's of equal value to us. It also gives us equal acceptance. Whether you be Jew or Gentile, go and study it in Colossians 3. Whether you be Jew or Gentile, it gives us equal acceptance before the Lord. It also gives us equal access into this grace wherein we stand. Romans 5 and 1. This faith gives us access into this grace in which we stand. And my justification by faith does not justify me before God. It justifies it may in my conscience that I can come before God and enter into that grace wherein we stand.
Amen.
All right. But then you go to Matthew 25. And you got three instances there. Different people's given different. Well, I want to just say gifts or whatever. Two of them used them. They didn't receive the same amount. But the third one was given the least amount. But you know, it was not in the quality of the gift. It was in the usage of the gift. It was in the usage. My final point is, though you are just people. That great faith you have within you is not going to benefit you to the fullest until you use it.
Amen.
When you're out of the throne of grace, please remember some of your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds good.
Appreciate
that.
Lord
bless you. Thank you, brother.
God bless you, Brother Terry.
Hey, Lord bless you.
Just make sure you don't wear out there.